Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. In what has to be one of the most bizarre press conferences ever staged anywhere, Ugandan preacher Martin Semba, in an effort to argue why the country's anti-homosexuality bill is necessary, showed reporters graphic gay pornography clips. The Ugandan Daily Monitor reported that Semba plumbed the depths of notoriety by showing the clips, and many of his audience members at last Tuesday's event chose to walk out, missing Semba's planned ex-gay presentation. He had recruited two Ugandans, a man and a woman, to say that they had once been homosexuals but had been successfully rehabilitated. One, Paul Kagaba, is now married to a woman, while the other, 19-year-old Sandra Begote, says that her newborn baby is proof that she is no longer gay. The Daily Monitor added, quote, "The room was decorated with colorful anti-gay posters, including one that said, 'Bahati Bill made in Uganda for Ugandans.'" The cleric, who let his two young sons attend the press conference, said the boys were free to make their own statements against homosexuality. "They represent those we need to protect. We are giving a red card to sodomy," end quote. He is apparently holding a number of events to support the anti-homosexuality bill, which would punish some gay offenses with execution, while others, including not informing police of homosexual activity, would lead to imprisonment. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni had said in recent weeks that it may have an effect on Uganda's foreign relations, and the bill's sponsor, David Bahati, has suggested that he may amend some parts. A constitutional ban on same-sex marriage in the state of Indiana took a step forward after a Republican-controlled Senate committee approved that measure 6-4 last week. While the measure stands a chance of progressing through Indiana's full state Senate, which is currently controlled by the Republicans, it is unlikely to make it through the Democratic-controlled House. According to the South Bend Tribune, the measure would add an amendment to the state's constitution banning both same-sex marriages and civil unions, but the measure is somewhat redundant, as Indiana state law already forbids same-sex marriage. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.